Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. This is Kwajalein, and I have my husband, Kenny.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenny.
Thank you all for joining us on tonight. As we get into our topic, if anyone would like to call in and join in on the conversation, please give us a call at 657-383-1571. Again, that is 657-383-1571. Well, last week we were talking about the myth of the angry black woman. That actually wasn't the show topic, but I brought up a news article, you know, where this football player was, you know, talking about black women and all of this, and pretty much why it's better to have a woman that's not black. And so we began to talk about that, and that actually struck up an interesting conversation. And so we wanted to actually have a show based on the myth angry black woman. Now, first of all, before we get into this again, my husband and I, we support love. So I don't care who you love. Of course, it's a Christian-based show, so, you know, we do have our Christian values. You know, that's what we believe marriage is. That's just what we believe, you know, between a man and a woman. However, as for us, it does not matter what your race or ethnicity is. We don't believe in discrimination, so you love who you love. I wanted to just say that. However, with that being said, there is, I believe, a false stereotype that is given when it comes to black women. We are often considered to be the ones, and sometimes the only ones, that are, you know, stubborn, aggressive, controlling, the reason, you know, for the breakdown of the black family, because we don't know how to submit to our husbands. It's our fault that, you know, our husbands don't stay, that they decide to date women of other races instead of it just being okay, they date someone of another race because they fall in love with somebody of another race. And so often we are given these characteristics that as a group, and all of us everyone doesn't meet that characteristic. It's not even about, you know, being a group, but it's an individual. It's an individual thing. So I really wanted to go back to this topic because I think there's more to be said. There are more things that we do need to talk about. Now, you know, do I believe that there needs to be more education in our neighbor, you know, in our community, in the black community, as far as, you know, being a wife and things like that? I do, but only because we do have so many broken families, but it's not all because of a black woman being angry. So anyway, we have our first caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. Hello, Miss Brenda. How you doing?
Hi, darling. How are you all? Hi, everybody.
I'm doing good.
Hello.
Doing good. Did you have a good week?
Yes, I worked real hard today, and I'm tired.
No, well, thank you for calling. I heard. I'm going to have to call you this weekend so we can talk more about that.
Okay.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And, you know, maybe one day you can talk to us about it on the show, because as Christians, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be doing things like that. So I commend you on that. That's wonderful. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling. Although you're tired, we appreciate you. And you know your line will be open. You're our first caller right now. So, you know, if you have anything to say, just go ahead and say it. But we're continuing our conversation about the myth of the angry black woman.
Okay.
So you can just step on in if you have something to say.
All right, I'll just listen first and then I'll bop in.
All right. So I do believe that, you know, we as a community have room for more education when it comes to, you know, yes, black women, black, brown, African American, whatever we're characterized as these days, women of color, I'll put it that way. When it comes to, you know, being wives, but again, that's because we do have a lot of broken families, and I think part of the reason we don't know is because, not that we don't have examples, because we do have examples. We may not have as many examples as we want to have, but we have examples. However, we need the examples that we have. We need more examples to come forward. And it's not that we don't, because we do. You know, Facebook, you have people that have marriage ministries. I mean, I see them all the time. You know, couples, black couples, they have, you know, they have their marriage ministries and pages and, you know, and things like that. But part of the problem is sometimes we don't want to take advantage, or we don't want to, you know, to read the articles. We don't want to listen to the shows. And so I think we have to find a way, if possible, to kind of motivate and encourage our community, you know, to be educated in those areas, and also encourage our women to deal with the things, the brokenness that they have from, you know, from things happening as a child, from different things like that. And I know we were talking, the last time we were talking about this last week, you know, how we are not used to talking about things. We're not used to talking about our feelings. You know, we have to be strong. We have to just keep going for the family. And so we just push these feelings and push ourselves to the side, and we don't deal with these things, and that frustration comes off as aggression, and it comes off as, you know, us just being angry and controlling and stubborn and, you know, and all of that. And that's not really what it is. So, you know, that's how I feel about that part.
Right, because when you look at the whole dynamics of the human race, each nationality has a man and woman, just as God designed it to be. Now, when I'm not even gonna go there. That's a whole another topic. I was just about to say, I'm gonna just keep that one. But each nationality has a man and a woman. And each man or woman in each nationality can either be stubborn, aggressive, or controlling. There are some cultures that are more controlling than others. And there are some cultures that are more passive than others. So I think it's just narrow-minded and unfair to just say that there are angry black women and that black women are stubborn, aggressive, and they're controlling. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a few black women that have put a bad name, if you will, on the black woman and the race, the African American woman. But that does not necessarily mean that you can just categorize all black women and say all black women are this, because it's just not fair. I mean, you know that. There used to be this little cliche that women had when a man mistreated them and said, all men are dogs. Well, last I checked, I don't pee on no fire hydrant. I'm going to bury my bone and then go try to find it later. I don't lick my behind and stuff like a dog do. I don't chase my tail because I don't have a tail. I mean, so, you know, these stereotypical things that come about, they come about in a demeaning term, in a demeaning way, and women truly men need to learn how to grasp on the concept of the woman being the gentle, more softer species of the male and female. And we should treat our women as queens. Now, hear me out when I say this. We treat those women that want to be treated like queens as queens, There are other women that you can try to treat like a queen, and she'll say, oh, you know, you too soft for me. I don't like you. I want me a roughneck. I need me a thug. You know,
yeah.
That don't mean you go treat her like a thug. You still treat her like a queen. But there are some women
yeah.
that ain't going to let you do it. And then when they do find a man that treats them like a queen and they try to run them over and dog them out. And notice, y'all notice how I categorize only the adjective, the action. There are women, regardless of race, regardless of nationality, that are just plain flat out just will run over a man that they think is weak.
Yeah.
But women, I think you should embrace men that actually open the door for you, tell you he love you, come and rub up on you a little bit, hug you, hold your hand in public. And he want to hold your hand in public. You know, he ain't trying to have you, look, we can't go out, you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to be seen with us, you know what I'm saying, because I don't want nobody to know we date. If you got a man like that, chances are you don't need to be with him. Fellas, if you got a woman that do you the same way, you don't need to be with him. I think we need to learn how to treat each other as equal. You know, when it comes to us wanting to receive love and affection,
mm-hmm.
because I can't stand seeing a man that try to run over a woman, and I can't stand seeing a woman that try to run over a man. What a man should do is a man should do the same thing that women are designed to do, help push them into their destiny. A man can do that too. A man can simply push a woman into her destiny by saying, baby, you know, I love it when you cook. I love coming home and the house be smelling so good when you cook. Well, baby, when the house clean, you know what I'm saying? That gives us more time to be able to go out instead of having to worry about this on the weekend. So, you know, hey, let's just do this. Let's pick a day, you know, where you and I can clean. You pushing that woman into her destiny. You know what I'm saying? Women love to make a house a home for their family. Not just that man. Some women do. And notice again, I'm saying, regardless of nationality, color, right? There's some women that love making their house a home. They like getting up early in the morning and cooking breakfast. They like getting up early in the morning and making sure the kids up and they got everything done. And they can just sit down and watch their stories all day. Or they can, you know, there are some women that like to get out there on the grind and the hustle and bustle and get out there and work and be away from home. And nobody's knocking that. But I just don't like it when a black woman is being stereotyped as being stubborn. Because all women can be stubborn regardless of race, nationality.
That's
all
right.
Men can be stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
All men can be aggressive at times when pushed, and all women can be aggressive at times when pushed. Men
mm-hmm.
can be controlling. Now there are differences in personalities. You do have that alpha personality versus that B personality to where, you know, hey, look. I think it's three personalities out there that we as human beings deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You got your alpha personality, the one that loves to make sure things are done. They got to have it done a certain way. And you had a B personality. They in between saying, okay, check it, man. You know, look, I don't want no issues. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to just, you know, I don't want to put no ripples in the pond. You know, whatever we need to do to make this thing run smooth, let's do it. Then you got that Charlie personality, that C personality. That's just like, look, dog, I don't want no parts of this. Forget this, man. Y'all do what y'all want to do. I don't feel like doing it. That's any gender, any nationality. Right, male or female, it's like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have a problem with women, black women, definitely being stereotyped. And that football player, whoever you are, I hope you fumble this season.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kyra.
I'm sorry.
Kyra.
Hi.
Kyra.
Hi.
Don't encourage. How you doing? Thank you for calling, Mish. Hey. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
Good.
Yes,
you ladies, thank you for calling your lines, ma'am.
I never heard of a C personality.
That's a Kennyism.
I sound like that new wave personality. Then you don't care.
Yeah, he made it up.
All right, philosopher. that's a counselor right there. That's a counselor.
I'm just
ladies, your lines are open. Your lines are open.
Okay.
I wanted to go back to something Kenny was saying, and I'm going to focus on the black women. I know, you know, mm-hmm. we know it is in every race, but I want to focus on the black women. When he was saying that there are a lot of women, but I'm going to say black women, that don't want to be treated like queens. They want the thugs and the, mm-hmm. you know, the guys in the street. And we do see that a lot, you know,
yeah.
in our community, in our young women.
Yeah.
This is just my thought. And then, of course, you know, you guys come on in. I believe that is part of them being broken.
Yes, it is.
You know, because I think deep down inside, most of us, you know, I can't say all, but I think most of us as women, we do want to be valued and treated like that queen.
Yes.
But sometimes you may, I think there are a few reasons why, you know, you may say, I don't, you know, that's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is because you really don't, sometimes we don't know how we should be treated.
Right.
Sometimes true. We don't think that we're worthy enough to be treated like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I, and I do think that is part of the, you know, the breakdown in our community. And so mm-hmm. what happens is we keep getting these, you know, the guys that are street, you know, that treat you like that. They have several women. They keep hurting you and, you know, you're not the only one or whatever. And then we are hurt over and over and over again, which to me just reinforces this stereotype of being aggressive, controlling, and, you know, the angry black woman. What do you guys think?
Well, I think it is a lot to deal with being broken, and I think the reason, well, just speaking from my experience, because, you know, when I was younger, I used to date drug dealers and things like that. It was also searching kind of like for that father figure because I never had one in the house. So once
mm-hmm.
I got older and realized that I do not want to associate with these type of people because these type of people bring criminal records and, you know, that death by association thing definitely is, you know, true. Then I kind of grew out of that phase. It wasn't like I was angry or anything. It was just a phase of life because, you know, drug dealers, they're glitzy, they're glamorous, they got the money, they can take you everywhere. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes that's what women look for, just to,
yeah.
you know, a man that can, you know, take them places and do different things with them and buy them nice clothes, you know, the Milano Blahnik shoes that cost $700 and things like that. I, you know, just for me, it was a phase that I went through, and then I grew up, you know what I mean? But there are some people that are still kind of stuck, like we still have 40-year-old drug dealers, and I'm like, come on, bro, if you ain't got it in your 20s, you ain't getting it in your 40s. You know what I mean? And, you know, and I just think that, you know, just for some women, it's a phase of life. And then as you can grow and find out through other different relationships how things are, you kind of piece it together and you kind of look for that man that can give you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mish, do you think that sometimes we don't really know what we need?
Right, we don't. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's all part of life. You know, your mind is always going to constantly change, and just the reality of the situation and possibly where you may have grown up helps develop life choices. You know, but also when you look beyond what you see into other things, then you start to know that the world is bigger than what it is. and then you start to strive to meet different goals, and you start setting different goals for yourself.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
Clausen, I would like to, you know, piggyback off what she was saying, because what Mitch was saying, because I mean, it's true. A lot of women are looking for a male figure, and whether we want to admit it or not, we really do. There's something in us that does crave for an authoritative type figure in our lives, and it can be unhealthy or it can be healthy. You know, when you do have a man of God in your home who, you know, walks in the authority that God has given him, who, you know, protects his family and, you know, watches over, you know, his family and makes, you know, good decisions, you know, that's great. But when we're seeking something, when we're seeking it and we don't know exactly what it is, we take anything that looks like it. So if he's like, mm-hmm. you know, if he's disrespectful, well, you know, that might look like love. If he, you know, just tells you what to do all the time and just, you know, you have, then we'll gravitate towards that as well. God, there's an order that God has created, you know what I'm saying? And it is, you know, we know it's God, and God put, you know, the man, then the woman. The man is the head of the household, you know, after Christ. And so although we should be treated equally, there is this something, you know, a order of God. And sometimes when we crave these types of, when we don't know exactly what it is, we'll go after anything. We'll go after anything, and we'll think it's right. We'll think it's love. I know one girl, you know, if he hit, you know, said, you know, if he don't hit me, I don't even know if he loves me unless he hits me. What does that mean? What does that mean? You know, what have you been missing in your life? And so that's why it is so important for men, because it still goes back to the responsibility of men to teach their daughters how to be treated. And so when it looks foreign, when they're in a relationship and it does not look the way that their dad taught, you know, treated them, they get out fast. They don't stay. They don't, you know, stay in those relationships, you know, that are unhealthy.
Right, right. That's deep. That's deep. That's deep. I like that. I like that, sis. And you know, we come up with all these types of cliches, y'all, that be tripping me out. But there's one cliche out there, right, that we use that can be used for broad, numerous amounts of things that's out there. And it's, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes we use that phrase, right? Sometimes we use that phrase. But how you going to know what you're standing for if you ain't never experienced it? You know what I'm saying? And here's what I mean by that. Like with the woman, if she's never seen her mom go with somebody that treats her like a queen, or actually date somebody that treats her like a queen, then ultimately she's not going to know what to stand for. So like you said, sis, she is going to go out there and she's gonna fall for anything. Any man that's just going to just give her that attention that she's so longing for. And I'm going to tell y'all something. And I'm not trying to be one-sided and one-minded when I say this. I treat my kids and I love my kids the same, but there's a bond between a father and a daughter that's completely different. You know what I'm saying? Because what I've looked at and what I've noticed, just having Mariah, sometimes I don't even have to do nothing, y'all. I just have to be in her presence. And she can't stay away from me. She got to sit under me. She got to touch my hand. She got to say, Dad, she got to give me a hug. Dad, can I give you a kiss? And when I give her that affection and that attention, she loves it. But when she's not getting that attention, now, and it's 10, 15, 20 years on down the line, she's not getting it, then what you think she going to do? She going to go out there and try to find somebody that's going to give her that I love you, I kiss you. I'm a beat you in the process, then I'm going to come back and bring you some roses or flowers and say I love you.
Yep, that's right.
Yep. Men should not be out here treating women like that. And I love my boys, and I raise my boys very, very strongly in treating the women as delicate flowers. You don't trample over flowers. You don't do that. And I tell my boys, you protect that flower.
Right.
You protect that flower. Because, see, when you're not protecting that flower and you're not the sunshine that she's looking for, and you're not the food and the nourishment that she needs, she can't grow thoroughly. She can't grow into the complete woman she needs to be, because all women need to be loved.
Yeah.
So you treat that woman with respect, and the same respect that you're giving her, I promise you, I be telling my boys this. I say, I promise you, the same respect you give her, she's gonna double it back to you in return.
Will.
And it's not that she's trying to outdo you or one up you. That's just what women are designed to do. They're designed to love. They're designed to nourish. They're designed to encourage. They're designed to push forward.
That's right.
I used to think that my wife was my enemy sometimes, but it took me some years to learn that my baby was really just pushing me into my destiny.
She was pushing me where
God had already showed her I needed to be at. I hadn't caught on to the vision yet. Me and honey we were looking out of the same set of eyeglasses, or the sunglasses, if you will. She had her own set, I had my own set.
Yeah.
But now, man, look at here. If my wife walked out the door on me today, y'all, I'd be like Roscoe off of Martin. I'd be crying, snot hanging everywhere. My ears would be crying, probably. I'd be crying so hard.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I'm telling you, the angry black woman is a myth. It's like the unicorn. They don't exist. Anybody can be pushed to the limit to be controlling, aggressive, and nagging. You name it. Anybody can. Yeah.
That's right.
We have some more callers. So I'm going to say this real quick. It's like Kyra said the last time we were talking about this. It's pretty much a symptom. So the myth of the angry black woman should really be replaced with the hurting black woman.
Hurt.
Because that's really where it's coming from. You know, everybody says that anger, a lot of times, anger is a cover-up emotion.
Right.
And, you know, so when you do see that anger, it's coming from somewhere. And like you were saying, and it's funny because Kyra and I were talking about this earlier about you and the boys and Mariah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's part of the issue that I think we have in our community. We have a lot of present fathers. And so I think that we need to make sure that we talk about that. And they don't have to be biological. I don't care if you're biological or not. If you're not raising that child, you a father. That's me. You know, people might not agree with me. And that's okay, because sometimes the biological fathers be in the picture, and sometimes they just mess up stuff. You know, that's because they're not, you know, it just, if you're there and you are raising that child, you are the you're a father, point blank and period. But just, again, just focusing on our community, not saying it's not in other communities, but focusing on our community, in the cases that where that is not the case, you know, where the fathers aren't present or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's where a lot of that comes from, where the black woman doesn't feel that validation. She doesn't know her worth because she hasn't been shown that. She hasn't been taught that by that male figure. And it's not that, you know, you can have a mama that shows it to you, you know, but it is something different when it comes from that man. And so it causes that void, and it causes that lack of knowledge, you know. And so then you do get to the point where you're open to whatever or whoever, because you don't, you know, you really don't get it. You don't know. You don't understand. So let me go ahead and welcome my other callers. Hey, Keto, Faye, and Keisha.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
I'm all right.
Doing excellent.
Okay.
Good. Faye, it's good to hear you. I hope you're recovering.
And that's what I got to do is recover. I'm going to be okay. That sun's going to shine soon. I did a post on that today. I'm so grateful that I'm beginning to learn what's going on with my body, what's wrong with me, and to go and get the help that I need. It's going to be a progress, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful to God, and I thank you guys for all your prayers.
Well, you are welcome, and glad that you know. Not we need that knowledge, and after getting that knowledge, then the wisdom, knowing what's going on, and the wisdom what to do next. So thank God for that, and we will continue to pray for you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been listening. I want to take you all back. Okay, you're talking about black men and black women, I am in a way separating the Christians. Because they only begin to learn how to treat each other once they become a Christian. But before we became a Christian, we were sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Amen.
How many saw the movie Color Purple?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, time and time again.
Okay. That's what the men were teaching their son. If you don't hit them upside the head.
Yeah.
That's what they actually taught them. And they passed it on to their son.
Right.
You got to be strong. You the head of the house. She do what you say. But when they became, now everybody has become Christian. So they're still in the land. The women that are still submissive to that stuff, they need Jesus. Both of them need Jesus. But we need to pray for them as well, that they would get the knowledge, the wisdom, that
Amen.
They would to be treated like that. I was also thinking about the teachings of the Father. They taught their sons this too. If they lay with a young woman, man, you doing something. They glorified those boys. But let their daughter lay with someone. They're ready to kill somebody's son. Think about what I'm saying. And they still do that kind of stuff. But when your eyes are open to what the Lord has taught you.
Yeah.
But now, when you are raised in a Christian home, they will teach you the right way. Like
Amen.
Ken is teaching his children. Kyra is, and her husband and all the rest are teaching their children the right way. That's because your eyes are open to the ways of Christ. And
mm-hmm.
that chain began to just continue on. I taught Jonathan the right way. I sit back and I feel so proud of my son. Like he is a good father, a great husband, and a provider. So, you know, it don't always have to be the father. Mama, you can teach your son too. The things that the man needs to teach the son, about being a man, sometimes they're not around. But if you are around, teach your sons. Teach your mothers, teach your daughters. Teach your daughters how to be loving wives.
Yeah.
Teach your sons also. Tell the husband is teaching your son to be a man. Teach your son how to love a woman. Because if he loves you, he going to love that woman the right way.
Amen.
So I wanted to just say that it's got a whole lot to do with teachings passed on. And if you think about it, if any of you would think about it, and then they still got something, they still got movies and things out there where they mistreat women.
Right.
A lot of
so they are being subjected to that kind of stuff.
Amen.
But the thing is, it's still in the households too. That kind of stuff is still in the families. So we need to pray for their eyes to be open.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ma'am, I have a question. Do you guys, anybody that wants to answer, if you want to answer, and I got this from something that Keto said the last show when he was talking about the guys at work. Keto, remember when you were talking about that and the show and how they act, if it's really like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you all think that we as black women can contribute to the stereotype by the way we treat each other?
Ooh.
Yep. Definitely.
Yes.
Black women are black women's biggest critics.
Yes,
you know,
are.
Like if you see, like, you know, if, you know, you'll see a couple out, you know what I mean? And then you'll see some girls, oh, look at her, why is she with him? You know, what's he see about her? Blah, blah, blah. Instead of congratulating this woman, you know what I mean? That she may have found somebody, they're trying to bring her down. You know, look at her hair. Her hair is a mess. Why does she come out like this? Blah, blah, blah. You know, black women are black women's biggest critics. It starts in middle school. Look at you. Why are you, your skin so dark? Blah, blah, blah. You know, it starts young.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I agree. I have two daughters, a 15-year-old and an 8-year-old. And I tell them that it's okay. And I let them hear me compliment other women, you know, black or white or whatever, because I want them to know that you can still be as beautiful as you are. And it's okay to say that another woman is beautiful. You know, I like your hair, or, you know, you look so pretty today. Those things, I want them to be able to do that so they don't, it doesn't have to be a competition, because it's a lot of competition, period, you know, out there. My daughters deal with the, you know, skin tone. You know, mommy, I wish I had your skin tone, or kids at school, you know, oh, you know, you're so, you know, you're dark, or you're dark skin. And these are other black girls. And so I have, it's a battle, you know, because they hear it at school, and when they come home, I have to remind them of what I've already taught them, you know, concerning who they are, why your brown is beautiful. Why it's beautiful for you. And one sacrifice I made, because I don't like to do hair, and I have two girls, and but what I did was I stopped getting perms for my girls. Now, everybody has their own choice, whatever, but I did it for my girls because I wanted them to love everything natural that God gave them about them. I saw they were struggling, you know, even with, you know, the length of my hair, the length of their cousin's hair. And so I went natural. I was like, hey, we can raise, you know what, God gave me this thick hair. I love it, you know, whatever. And it helped them, because my 15-year-old made a decision on her own, You know, she's like, Mom, you know what? I'm going to try the natural thing. I want to see what my hair looks like. And now she wouldn't go back for a world. Now, it's everyone's choice, but my thing is you're teaching them how to love themselves so they don't have to hate on or hurt or be, threatened by someone else's beauty or someone else's confidence. And so when we teach it to them at home, they can go out and really mean it when they say something nice to another sister. And I tell my girls, I was like, nobody else can compliment a sister like another sister. Can't nobody else do it. So you do it. You build her up. Don't let anyone tear her down when you're around. You say, no, you're beautiful. Your hair is pretty. Build them up, because can't nobody build up another sister like another sister, because we need that and it's rare. But we can teach our girls to do it, because Quaslyn, we can help make it worse, honestly, when we cut a fool on TV or out in public, and people hear it and they notice it, and sometimes they expect us to act a certain way because of what they see.
I agree with both of you.
That's very true, because it's very true what she said about, how people act, because, they have these housewife shows of Beverly Hills, but don't nobody ever say nothing about them white women acting like they ain't got no sense.
That's right.
Don't nobody ever say nothing about that.
That's right.
You know what I mean? There's no such thing as the angry white woman, even though we see them women acting a fool just like you do on the Atlanta shows in the Love and Hip Hop.
You're right.
You see it. It's out there.
Right.
And that is, it's just, well, for one, it's wrong in my opinion. It's definitely wrong, because these shows, they perpetuate multiple stereotypes.
Yeah.
And for me, being, as old as I am with daughters, I look at this, like, I don't even like when that stuff is on TV and my daughters are in the room. Like, I don't want them to watch that, because I don't want them to think that's okay. That's how you're supposed to act in public.
Yeah. Yes.
But hey, I'm glad everybody's coming in. Right. I'm glad everybody's coming in. But that was a thought that just happened. I just had an epiphany. Right. Have y'all ever just thought for a minute with how the black woman is always stereotyped, but most of these TV shows we see, most stores you go in, most places you walk throughout the day, there are actually other nationalities that try to act like the black woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But hold up. But here's my question. Do y'all think that it's really a matter of, how can I put it? But some people think that it's some black women have thought that, well, he didn't sold out. He done went and got him a white girl. He done went and got him a Asian girl. He done went and got him a Latino girl.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't really be concerned about the nationality. But what I've seen is that there are black men that also draw to other women that can be stubborn, right? Mm-hmm. Aggressive, controlling. Mm-hmm. But the only reason why the black woman is being stereotyped, mm-hmm. and the only reason why the black woman is being put to the forefront, is because it's an undermining trick of trying to make the black woman seem inferior to other nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's not fair, because y'all already know, you go to the hood and you see a white man, or you see a black man with a white girl, how's the white girl acting? She acting what?
No, she's going to act like she's black.
Well, they say as being acting black.
That's right?
Yeah,
that's true.
Black women.
But the whole fact of the matter is, all people can be provoked to be aggressive. Again, like I said, it just goes back to what I'm saying: aggressive, stubborn, controlling, etc. It's just a matter of loving the person that you're with. So a black man dates a Latino woman. A Latino woman dates a white man. If she loves him and he's treating her right, then why shouldn't she be able to love him? He putting his hands on her. He's taking care of her. He's treating her like a queen. Why shouldn't she be able to love him? Because what woman in her right mind, her right mental capacity, wouldn't want a man that's going to open doors for her, treat her right, love her, and be able to tap into her emotional state when she's down and be like, baby, it's okay, I got you. Whatever you need, I'll take care of this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I think women long for that.
Well, that kind of goes back to what we were talking about before, mm-hmm. you know, where some mm-hmm. women don't realize that they don't know it, they don't understand it, they haven't seen it, you know, or whatever. And so it's you know, and the other women can do it of the different races. But the myth is about us, you know, like Keto was saying. And that's what we are seen as, you know. Mm-hmm. You're angry. I had this supervisor to tell me that one time when I was working mm-hmm. in tech, she was just like, you're just so angry. Now, I still don't know what I was angry about. I do know that I didn't. Y'all know me. I've calmed mm-hmm. down a lot. Thank the Lord. You know, very outspoken, very passionate. And sometimes those things can be taken, it can be misconstrued. You know, you stand up for yourself, you know, and you might say it in the wrong tone. You know, that's, well, me. I'll just talk about me and talk about nobody else. Then, you know, you're angry. No, I'm taking up for myself. You know, that there's a difference between me being angry and between me taken up for myself. And so it is sometimes used as a way to make us feel, to kind of be demeaning. You know, it is used in that way sometimes. And I too feel like, you know, that we are, like, again, specifically just talking about our community, that we are a part of the problem. Now, this is just me personally. I don't look at the shows where, you know, all those drama shows, Housewives of Atlanta and all that. I even tried to look at the one because y'all know I love law. And so I tried to look at the lawyer one, the sisters-in-law.
Well, yeah.
But that even got on my nerves. I couldn't even stay with that. I couldn't, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't even stay with that because that was too much. I tried to look at the one with the preachers, the female preachers. What was the name of that one? They canceled. They have canceling that one. You know, that was just too much. But these are the things that we glorify. You know, it's like we glorify that behavior because if somebody like us go on there, if we go on these shows or do a reality show, we boring. That's not what people don't want to. You know, we're not gonna get any ratings. we're not gonna get the ratings. So the question is, why are we drawn to that as a community? Why are we drawn to the drama? Why are we drawn to the you know, again, just talking about us? I would never forget this. I would never, and to this day, my numbers have not been up there. When I wrote that blog post saying, yes, we are separating, and people thought Kenny and I were separating. Boy, when I said I had 6,000 people.
Thousands.
Folks that have never read my blog before that I know, oh, girl, that was good. But I tell you what, I bet you if I put some out there about just stay encouraged and love the Lord, they're not going to click on that.
Nope.
So why are we drawn to that? Why are we drawn to seeing other black women degrade each other? Why are we drawn to, you know, seeing them fussing and fighting and calling them out their names? And, you know, why as a community are we drawn to that? I don't share that stuff on Facebook anymore. I don't do it.
it's even got to the point where I won't even look at it a lot of times. But I'm definitely not going to share it. I'm not going to help you get, no, I'm not going to do it.
You got to remember something, Quadrilla. This is the world. That's worldly stuff. And it's going to draw them because who's behind it? They're, even the actors or whatever they are worldly. So they're going to pull those. But we as Christians, we have to stay away from it because once we see all that cursing, whenever I go in there to Papa Keisha, Keisha love them. I don't love them. I don't even like them. How they, like you said, they degrade. They actually degrade themselves.
Yeah.
So, all black women are not like that. None whatsoever. But I do want to go back to something that Kenna was saying about the women, different races of women, and the black men. Okay, you got to remember, going back to something that I said earlier, once we as black women don't have some of us, I'm not saying all of us, don't have a bad experience with a black man, it makes us stronger. It makes us be more independent. And that's something hard for a black man to kind of accept. Am I right, women? Anybody
agree?
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Now, it does. Also, for the black man, also going after the different races of women, the lighter skinned women, I'm talking about white, whatever. But since things have changed, you got to remember when there was slavery, the white man misused the black women.
Mm-hmm.
So now the black man got an opportunity to do just what the white man did. But I'm not saying they don't love them. They do love them. But they all, some of them also mistreat their wives, too.
That's right.
Some of them beat them up, too.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
can we go back? Can we go back and say all this degrading and hating on, that has to do with not loving one another.
Yeah,
that's right.
I hear all the time, you know, we bleed the same. It don't matter what color you are, you bleed the same. And that's so true. God might not created that black woman for that black man. He probably created that white lady for that black man.
Right.
And I sometimes feel, well, I do feel that a lot of us is put to the test when it comes to those situations.
Yeah.
To see how we will react. And I just don't see color. And I have that same love I have for my black brother or my black sister, and just like the young lady said earlier, what's wrong with complimenting a sister? What's wrong with giving another woman a compliment? There's nothing wrong with that. And you hear so many women say, I'm in a lesbian relationship because I had a bad relationship with a man. Okay, personally, a lot of us have had bad relationships with men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what's right and I know what's wrong.
Right.
Trying.
And I'm not going to judge you because it's not my place to do it. But I know what I have to do
stronger.
Is what's right.
But did it make you stronger as a woman, say?
Yes, ma'am, because you have to sit you have to sit and with me, I was in a marriage for over 20 years, and I had to sit and I had to find me again. I had to see who I were. I had to find, me. And I had to come to a grip to realize all men is not like this man. It's some good men out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so every man I meet, I'm going to meet him and judge him because of what my ex was about. No, I can't do that. I will not do that. And I will not accept just anything or anyone in my life because that helped me, grow up, mama. I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So until
God has said that
for me in my life, then I will be single.
Mhm. Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
It was said earlier what you just said.
You know, I've always said as bad as I want a man, I want my girls to see the love of how a man is supposed to treat a woman. Mm-hmm. I have to just constantly pray and ask God. You show me how to keep teaching my girls that.
Right.
I can't help that their fathers are not in their lives. They chose not to be in their lives. But you help me. You help me do this. Because you already know what they need. And I don't put this little negative thought in my head that, well, Lord, when my girls get big enough, they're just going to go after any man they want to because they never had their dad and they're looking for their father. So I'm not finna say that. I'm not finna even speak that on my girl. Because I have enough faith in God to know that God is going to do this.
That's right. That's right. I agree with you. I don't see color. I taught my children God is not color. There's no color in God. That we're all one. Am I right? That's what I taught my kids. And I'm teaching my grandkids the same thing. But the conversation was about how many men think. Am I right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thinking about how men think. I don't teach my children, well, their fathers in their life, so I never experienced that. We never experienced that. That was one thing I tried to definitely keep going with the children and their father, their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that God put man and woman together. God creates the wife and the husband. And a living proof, I saw my son-in-law before I ever met him. I saw my daughter-in-law before I ever met her. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am.
Is Kenny on?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. God revealed them. And I hate the word where it says, where God has joined together.
Amen.
Let not man
separate. Right.
You might go things, but God is going to keep it mended together. Because he put a love in there. And not only that, that's that re-up. That makes you whole.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes that man and that woman whole.
That's right.
Don't get me to preaching and teaching right.
Go ahead and preach, Mama.
Oh, you go ahead. It's been a long time now.
I want to thank all for the prayers on my face. I'm feeling much better.
Amen.
Been going, y'all know I've been down for a long time. But I'm on my way up. And I just,
amen.
I appreciate for keeping me in your prayers.
Praise God.
If you get me to the pulpit, go out and teach. Man. Anyway, I just want to thank y'all for that, too.
He's fine.
And say you do what you got to do.
Yes, ma'am.
To get where you got to get.
When I got people like y'all praying for me, especially you, mom, when I got people like you praying for me, they say call on the
yes,
elders. I'm going to be all right.
All right now. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is already defeated. Mm-hmm. He's a defeated foe. All right, preach it. Kyle and Quartz.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Y'all three just don't know. Hey, it is in the mall now. I don't know. Say what now?
Keeps Kaylene on here, Mitch.
Okay, Mitch. Kaylene.
I'm right here, Mama.
You better preach.
For all y'all preaching.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Hey, Mama.
Oh, Jane.
Hey, yes, ma'am, it's me.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good, Mama, and I'm glad to hear that you are doing better also.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
That sound like
I'm
your
weak.
Whole face lit up.
There you go.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, I just remember our times. All the time. It's been good to be in y'all presence.
Mm-hmm.
Good to have you. Good to have you on. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so, we definitely have to learn.
I'm going to say good night to you all. I'm getting out the phone. And,
good night, Mama.
I love you all. I love everyone. Okay.
Love you.
Too.
Right. All right, okay. All right.
Okay. You know, I do think that as far as, you know, as women of color, you know, black women, we should continue to make progress in how we treat each other, and Mama's right, you know, Mama's right as far as us being Christians. We do have to take the lead in that. And, you know, just how to treat people in general. But again, you know, because this is what we're talking about, because we're talking about the black woman. But I do have one more question before we get off, because Mama did make a valid point when she was saying, you know, when we go through these bad relationships, it causes us to be stronger, and sometimes black men can't deal with that. So my question to you all would be, does that sometimes backfire? What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Backfire on who?
On, you know, us women, us women, the black community, as far as, you know, having, you know, our black families, do you all think that sometimes it becomes more? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead, please.
No, go, Keisha. Go, go, go.
Okay. Well, I was going to say this when Mama Rose was talking to me and Keto said something. So this was my thought on it. We kind of live in a microwave society right now, and everybody wants things. They want them quick, and they want them fast. They want them easy. That's just kind of the way it is right now, and that's part of the reason why our divorce rates are way higher, because people don't put the work in like they used to, and I think that is also part of the reason why men are deterred from strong women. You have to work harder for a strong woman. She's not going to be easy. She's not going to let you just come in and wreak havoc and do whatever you want to do. You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to work to be with her. And when you, after you have put in the work to be with her, it's going to be worth it for you. But you're going to have to, you're going to have to get to that point. And with everything being so easy right now, people don't want to put in work. They don't want to work hard for anything. We are stronger. We have had to be stronger. And that is going to require you to, you need to be able to be willing to break down the walls. And if you're not willing, well, you don't deserve her anyway. So, yeah, they probably going to go with something that's a little bit easier because that's what we do.
Got it.
Amen.
You preach it.
Come on.
Like
you
it.
Preach. All right, preacher.
All right, now. Got it?
No, ma'am.
Keisha don't say it at all.
Y'all pass around the collection plate. Give her a love offering. All right.
A mess.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, that's good. I like it. I like it.
Oh, no, I don't think it backfires. I don't think it backfires. I think we just don't have men who are willing to put in the work. And so I guess maybe in that aspect it could say it backfires, but if I don't have a man who is willing to work for me to find out why I am the way that I am, then I don't want him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, because that's what Kenny had to do with me, because I had my defenses up.
Same here.
You know, I was waiting for him to cuss me out and hit me and, you know, and just turn on me. And it's been, how many years have been married? Lord have mercy. Keisha?
16, 17?
Lord have mercy.
I'm close to you.
But anyway, so it still hasn't happened. That's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, but there were walls that did have to be to be broken. He had to prove himself to me. And, you know, I know it was hard, but I thank God that I was worth it to him.
Yep. See, y'all, what that is, that's that Prego brain right now. That's that Prego brain.
Did I just say that on air?
Y'all, we praying, y'all. That's why she can't think right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Get him,
Papa. I know he was about to say that.
Y'all, Kenny done did it again. I done struck again.
Yes,
don't
you
be
did.
Boosting
yourself.
Yes, you ready to go to No, got me before he leave. That's why you don't marry younger men. See what I'm talking about? We put not a good plan.
Hey.
Buy him.
But I went around the walls until the walls came down. And the defenses are no longer up, Jesus.
Wait a minute. Let's back up a little bit. I have a question. I just want to say this real quick. Kenny, you got Quadrilin, or did Quadrilin get you?
Wait a minute. This is not the time.
Yeah, she got me.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, this is not
on.
The time for that. We are on
air. You
are
on the road.
So,
yes.
But
yes.
I wanted to let the people of God know the truth. I don't want there to
thank
be
you.
Any misrepresentations of what
you
really went
it.
Down.
Preach.
Kara,
no
are
confusion.
You amen at her?
Yes. Thank you, Keisha Kayleen. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I love y'all.
In the Lord.
Thank y'all for being my voice.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I got you.
Got to, because Quaslin tripping over.
Yeah, he got me. not wait.
Miss, you leaving me by? You're not going to take us. You know what? Miss Brenda.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
get
him out of
here.
Tito, where you at?
We're dying.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Pastor. You know I got your back.
Yeah.
It's a hair night, though. I'm sorry. I was blow drying Cameron's hair.
That's okay. It's okay, Mitch. I understand. See, that's what happened. See, that's what happened when folks get to know you 10 years ago. It's all good. It's all good.
Get the facts before you start siding with Quadrant. I don't know if you're get the facts first. Ask her what really went down. And then we're going to see if you're going to co-sign on that.
I remember.
That's why she my friend. I don't care if they said that she killed somebody and had videotape. I'm going to say that they photoshopped it.
Uh-oh.
That's my friend.
You don't know.
Miss.
Yes.
Miss, didn't I tell you about them? I told you they be trying to tell me about myself. See what I'm saying?
Oh,
right.
<man. laughs>
How they do. It's all good. But, yes, we are expecting. The baby's due November the 10th. So we ask that you guys keep us in prayer.
Amen.
I said congratulations.
Thank you. We're excited. We were shocked, but now we're excited. So
I'm not
shocked.
Okay, look, we about to go ahead and end. That was Kyra.
Hey,
that was Kyra.
I just wanted to say congratulations as well.
That was Kyra.
Thank you, Keto.
I just wanted to say congratulations as well. I'm sorry I couldn't do it earlier, but I'm taking out Anaya's hair because, like Jay said, it's hair band now. So I got hair grease all over my hands. I couldn't use my phone.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all hear that? See, I want our listeners to hear that. The dad and the mom, the husband and the wife, are working together to do the girls. See?
That's beautiful.
We do stuff. Y'all know, we have some good reputation now.
That's right.
You need to make sure it's known. Thank you, Keto. Well, I love y'all.
You're definitely welcome. Thank you for putting it out there.
Right. Got that. Love y'all. Keisha and Kyra, that's
y'all
all good.
Too.
Y'all know we get y'all back.
Thank y'all again for saving
me. Nice.
You got it. You know you're my brother.
We love you. We got you.
So next week, you guys, next week, for real, I want to do a show on sex trafficking.
Oh, yeah.
If possible, I would like for the kids to listen in. Jeremiah actually asked me today if he could listen in on some of the shows. So I definitely, I'm going to have him in listening in on that one because it's sex trafficking too, human trafficking.
Yes.
But we have so many kids that are going missing.
Yes, we do.
So
yes, we do.
So many.
Yes,
and this thing is really bad. So I would like to talk about that next week. We definitely, need to talk about how to try our best to keep our kids safe. I don't think we can ever talk about that enough. We can say the same thing every day, and it's still not enough.
That's right.
That's my opinion.
That's what
we're going to be talking about on next week. So, I look forward to that show as well. But we love you guys. We hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to y'all later.
All right.
Have a good
night.
Love y'all.
Have a good night.
Love y'all.